You know, I think at the end of the day, you have to live with the choices you've made. I have to live with the choices I've made. And I think at the end, we have to take that responsibility to live with those. And the beautiful thing about that is we can change that at any point in time. I was talking to a client last night, and they're about to make a big decision. They have a huge decision to make. And I was telling them, just in between this decision, I want you to just remember that you're going to be somewhere in 5 years. And the choice you make today is going to have a huge determination of where you're going to be in those 5 years. And I told him, I was like, I don't want the 37-year-old version of you to look back and be like, what did you do? What did you do? Because we can take advice from everywhere. We can take advice from everyone. But you have to remember that you're the one that pays the consequence. Consequence doesn't have to be bad. Consequence can be good. Consequence can be beautiful. But you have to pay it. Nobody else. I say it because travel is one of the, I'm so passionate about it. Like, I love it to death. I think that it exposes you. It makes you grow. It forces you to think different. It forces you to see different perspectives all at the same time while having a rush of neurons that go to your brain and fire off in ways they never fired before because you're seeing stuff you've never seen before. And the more that I think about that, the more that I realize like how important it is that we make choices that the person 5 years from now will be like, yo, I'm glad you did this. Not what the hell did you do? And it's just a reminder, if there's a choice, if there's a decision, if there's something that you feel deep down you should be doing, you're not doing it. Like, I just want to make this episode right here to just think about that. Do you 5 years from now? Like, it doesn't take a lot to shift that. It can take anything. For me, it took the TikTok video. I was with one of my friends and they're like family to me, you know, and she has a bunch of kids and I'm always there with them. And they have 3 kids. One's like 6 months, one's like a year, one's 8. And the TikTok prompt was, where are you going to be 10 years from now? And I saw her post. She's like, I'm going to be 41. I'm going to have a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, and an 18-year-old. And I thought about that for me, and I was like, whoa. 10 years from now, if nothing changes from right now, 10 years from now, what's that going to look like? And I think that that was something for me. I was just like, whoa. Like, it was a wake-up call. And the more I've been getting these wake-up calls in my life, the more I realize I need to respond to it. Because if I don't respond to it, then who will? So a little thought reminder is, choose something today that the future you will thank you for. Take care.